Welcome, everybody. You have got Coach Lisa here. We are here for the how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. I see a lot of familiar names. It's nice to see everybody. Say hello. Let me know you can hear me and everything. Hello, everybody. Okay. So, the way we're going to do this call today, this is an open coaching call. So, raise your hand if you want to talk through what is going on for you, why you think that you are fucking around here with the same 5 pounds. And I want you to raise your hand for coaching. You can also ask questions in the Q&A. And then if you want to just chat with people in the chat, make sure that you set your chat to everyone, not just hosts and panelists. I may or may not be able to keep up in the chat. We'll see. So be sure to ask questions in the Q&A. So while people get brave and start to raise their hands and want to talk about stuff, I sort of prepared a little bit that I want to talk about. A lot of what I see with people when they sort of say, I don't know, I'm going up and down the same 5 pounds, is that the effort we're putting in is kind of like almost like all or nothing. Like we think we have to do it all or we end up doing nothing. That's sort of ends up being what keeps us stuck, right? It's sometimes it can be that you're doing a lot of things, but like we end up swinging between these two extremes, right? And we skip that place that's typically in the middle where the actual magic happens. And it sometimes is, I'll label it as like the place of disbelief where people think, well, it can't work if that's what I do. Really? Well, let's try, right? Let's try. Let's just try the one next thing. Teresa had mentions in the chat, I'm still getting started. I can't seem to get on the path and I get distracted. So I want you to think about that, Teresa, and that you are already on the path because the path is you living your life. So you're already on the path. So I want you to stop looking for the path to get on. And what I want you to look for is the next thing you can do, right? What is the next thing that you can do to work on towards weight loss, right? That's where the growth really happens, is by slowing it down and just working on what is the next best thing that I can do that I can keep going with. And yeah, you could raise your hand. So I do have Sarah with her hand raised. So let's bring Sarah up first and see. And then we can also keep talking about this, but definitely put questions in the Q&A in the meantime. And Teresa, I do see you with your hand raised, so you'll be right
Okay.
after. Well, hello.
Hi, I have my sidekick today, so we'll see how this goes.
Twins, twins.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay.
So I would say I don't know exactly what my question is, but stop effing around with the same 5 pounds is exactly what I need. So maybe we can kind of get to where we're
Absolutely.
struggling. So I find that I do pretty well for a few days a week at a time, and then I don't know if I just get in my own head or what happens, but I start to overeat for a few days and kind of gain back, the couple 3 pounds that I lost. And I get so frustrated because you gain back so much faster than what you take it off. But I've just
Yes.
been stuck in this same 5 pound or so range for the last little while and just kind of getting frustrated.
Yeah. So to slow it down for a second, what I want you to see is that the fact that you do well for a few days means you know exactly what to do, right? You know exactly what to do. And that's what's really important. Your skills are in place. We just got to figure out how to. One, not just go right off for a couple of days, and two, just to be able to bring it back, right? So that it's not like a big, huge up and down. We'll bring it more closer together. So, what do you think it is that starts the overeating days?
It seems like, so we have a family get together every Thursday. We get together for lunch with my grandma and with my parents, and there's always a meal and dessert, which I usually, we're not making dessert at home usually. So, a lot of times that's just a bigger meal than what I would usually have. And so then, of course, it's Thursday noon. So you're like, heading into the weekend. And then, so it seems kind of like that's a pattern every week that that kind of kicks things off. If I don't, if I overeat at that meal, it's hard to kind of get back into what's more normal for me.
Okay, so let's talk about Thursday then, because it's Monday, Thursday's coming. So, what would a Thursday look like for you if you were to stay, like, I'm just going to go with on track. If you were to still be the same no BS woman on Thursday that you are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what do you think that would look like? What would be different?
I would say I would eat at the meal versus, a lot of times on Thursday, I'm grabbing chips or snacking that they have stuff out before the meal. So kind of start eating and then have the meal, sometimes have a second plate. Like all of those are things that I don't normally do at home.
Okay.
Just scaling back to where I was stopping at enough at that meal because I'm usually hungry. I figure I have it. I do okay that I'm hungry when I get there for the
Yes.
meal, but then it's stopping at enough where I am getting off track.
Are you comfortable there? Is there like any stuff
I
going
wondered
on?
if you would ask that. So it's with my parents and with my grandma, and I can't put my finger on it, but no. I mean, there's no like obvious bad blood or I mean obviously we're getting together every week and but just being together and then I have my kids with me, so like how are my kids behaving when my parents and my grandma are watching, and so it's just kind of a stressful environment. As much as I enjoy being part of it, it's not the easiest setting either.
What if the kids are not behaving, then what?
Then I'm a bad mom.
Oh, okay. Really?
I guess not to jump to that conclusion so quickly, but like it
But your
feels
brain
like,
likes doing it. Like it might be doing that on in the background. Absolutely.
It feels like that's kind of my, here's how my kids are acting, and that's one of the main times that they see them. So, how are they behaving, and how is everybody? I don't know. I just kind of, when I'm the one with the kids there, I kind of feel like I'm center of attention, or like I kind of set the mood in a way, and it feels like a lot of pressure.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds to me like you are putting that pressure on yourself to, because otherwise you're a bad mom, right? Which isn't true, by the way, but it's obviously what your brain is offering to you and what's coming up for you. So it makes sense. You're putting this pressure on yourself. And then when the food comes, well, yeah, thinking about doable hunger while we're trying to be a good mom and take care of everybody and it makes sense, right? So, for this Thursday, we know practically and logically, yes, the answer is okay, let's have one plate and carry on. But the real win's going to happen when we have something else to tell ourselves about what it means to be a good mom or not in that moment. So, do you think your parents and grandma really have opinions like that, or what?
They've never said that, and I mean, no. They even tell me that I'm a good mom. It's not, it's definitely pressure that I'm putting on myself of wanting things to go a certain way or to appear a certain way, like having it together, and that's not where I thought that we were going to end up, but that's interesting.
Yeah. It isn't always what we like. That's part of, I think, a big thing with people when they're struggling with the same 5 pounds is they've got this idea of what the issue is. And it's not always exactly what you think. It's usually whatever's behind it that drives it. So imagine yourself coming home this Thursday How do you typically feel when you come home on Thursday?
I mean, typically, I mean, physically, like feeling kind of heavy, feeling like, because of the food choices, but also just really tired. And like, it's something that was draining versus something that I really could be enjoying.
Okay.
Not everybody gets to have lunch every week with their 89-year-old grandma, and she's just someone I love spending time with, and it's such a gift. Like, I don't want to be thinking about the food and putting
Yeah.
myself, making myself uncomfortable in a situation that's something so special too.
Yeah. So that might be your path to it, is stop worrying so much about the food and stop using the food to try to get away from whatever discomfort's going on in your body and your head, and work on being more present. It might actually be helpful with keeping an eye on the kids and stuff like that, and trying to come across as this good mom. Like, if we let the food be secondary to all of that, what does that feel like for you?
Yeah, that's what I really want, and not worrying about what's on the menu even and what all of that, just whatever's on the menu, I can go and be present and enjoy it and also make decisions that move me forward versus going backwards every week.
Yeah. Well, I think part of the going backwards every week will also come with how you respond to however you show up on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because if it was just Thursday, it probably wouldn't be as much of an issue. If only on Thursdays you ended up overeating, whatever, but you're carrying it forward to Friday, probably Saturday, probably a bit on Sunday. And then by Monday, you're like, okay,
Yeah,
it
making
was.
it mean that I can't do it. Yeah.
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 But now that you're seeing, look, a lot of it comes from the pressure I put on myself to appear all put together like a great mom, like that the kids are good, instead of just being in the moment of enjoying this moment. Sitting
Yeah.
back and to just some of the best memories I have with grandparents and my kids is I can just picture a scene of, the exactly where they're sitting, what the kids are doing. And you have these kind of like memories imprinted in your mind. That could be something you could look for, is how do I create those really solid core memories within me that feel good, that have nothing to do with the food? This is you living your life. You
Yeah.
enjoying time with the 89-year-old grandma and your kids. Like, how cool. So we want to bring that forward. And remind ourselves the food's gonna be there all day long, essentially. Like, eat an amount that feels comfortable, but focus on the rest of it, right?
Yeah, that internal pressure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what for you do you think that might look like? Will this look like Thursday morning, having a moment with yourself to talk yourself through that again?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think even planning, going for a walk or something to kind of decompress Thursday afternoon too, because even with planning ahead, like it'll take time to kind of take some of that pressure off, but kind of planning something in that's feels like more of a release, whether that's a walk or something different Thursday afternoon to kind of look forward to come back down a little bit.
I love that. Yes. And what I want you to remind yourself of at the end of the day, like when you go for that walk, everything going forward is all about my next best decision.
Yeah.
So even if you did do a bit of overeating, it's okay. It's now your next best decision. How do I take care of myself, right? How do I take care of me in this moment? Work on letting it go and moving on. Saying next best decision. What does that look like? Are you writing plans at all?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. So then this would be a great thing to like even skip forward a couple of days. Make sure you make a note to yourself on Thursday's plan of this is what you're going to remember for that day. To go for the walk, to think it through ahead of time, what you really want to focus on at the get together. And then For Friday, you remind yourself, next best decision.
That feels like a good plan. I appreciate it, Lisa.
Yeah, you're welcome. And what a cutie. And I will also say, look at your little ones. They are such a good example of doable hunger and wanting to eat things versus not. Like, oh, they're just so, they don't know any different, especially at this age. They don't know any different than to tell you when they want food and when they don't.
Yeah,
Right?
definitely.
So,
Yeah. All
all
right.
right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Love to hear from you. That was great. And we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Okay. That's such a good example of, yeah, we want to be living in the moment of our lives and really taking care of ourselves and not trying to use food to escape something that it didn't sound like she wants to escape that. This is an amazing opportunity to be with family, right? Okay, I am going to bring Teresa up and we'll give it, and I'm just, and then I do have a question in the Q&A. And we probably have time for someone else to raise their hand if they would like to. Try that again. There we go. So, yeah, if anybody else wants to raise their hand, they can. And Teresa, we have you with us now. How are you?
I'm at work.
Fabulous.
I know. I've been trying to get to this meeting. I don't know for how long, but it's been a long time, and I always missed it because of my work schedule. But anyways, I decided just I need to
Oh, you're
need to
breaking
get
up.
started. I'm really started. So, can you hear me now?
Yes, I think we can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, so tell us what's going on.
Okay, I stopped moving. Well, I have joined, I met Corinne through a podcast back in 2020, and I've listened to her ever since, off and on. And I finally joined her program last year, and I've done some of the stuff, but I always get distracted, and I just can't seem to figure out a plan. So, like you said, what was the next step? It's like I'll start a step and then I'll get distracted and then I feel like I have to go back and restart again. And I'm tired of the yo-yo and I really want to figure out a way to do the next step so that it will stick. I don't know,
So,
if
what
it's
are the next steps that you see for yourself?
The next steps that I see for myself is continuing to listen to the podcast and the replays and everything in the
Okay, so
program.
I'm going to pause you right there. That is a
Yes.
beautiful next step for, but it's not a next step towards weight loss. It is a next step towards consuming the material. You don't need that to lose weight. I think you're frozen again. Does everybody in the chat still hear me?
Okay. All right. So the next, yeah.
So, as far as the four basics goes,
Can you
what
hear
part?
me?
Yeah, I think you're unfrozen now.
Okay.
So where are you at with doing the four basics?
I don't even remember what the four basics are, to be honest.
Okay. Who remembers what the
So
four
maybe
basics
I need that's where I should start.
I think that's a great idea. Yes. What we want to do is know the four basics exactly, right? There we go. Darlene says, "Are you hungry?" Asking yourself, "Are you hungry?"
Okay, so where I know that is, I feel like I'm always hungry.
Okay. What does hunger feel like for you?
My stomach feels not full.
Okay. Are there varying degrees of hungry for you?
Yeah, like if I feel like what I do is graze a lot. And so, like when I extend the hours or time between eating, sometimes I can feel like grumbling and growling at my, in my stomach.
Okay, so that to me is definitely hunger. We're de like at this stage, there does come a point where you may notice, where like other people may notice, growling stomach can sometimes mean that you're thirsty. But to begin with, when we're first starting to work on doable hunger, I for sure don't want you to ignore a growling stomach.
Yeah.
How do you do it drinking the 64 plus ounces of water?
Oh, I do great with water. That was great. And I do great with the sleeping.
Okay.
So those two I feel really confident with.
So how much water are you typically getting?
Around 64 plus.
Okay. And then have you experimented with making a plan?
A food plan? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, I typically try and do at least one day a week where I plan food, but it typically ends up that I eat the whole thing faster than I wanted to. So my plan doesn't necessarily, I don't like, I'll make enough dinners. And maybe this is where I need to make a change too, is I make my dinners and my lunches,
Okay.
and but I will end up, it'll be all gone before the end of the week, and then I have the weekends where I don't know what I'm having.
So
And
you're
then,
thinking that affects whether or not you wait for hunger and stop it enough?
yeah.
Okay. How do you decide when what enough is for you?
When I feel full, and I mean full.
Okay. So then that might be the first place to start experimenting, because we're not going to lose weight if we're eating to full all the time.
Okay.
Right? So what would it feel like to stop before that point, do you think?
Well, I think my body would feel much better if I could, and what it would feel like is not being full to the top and be full like just underneath the top.
Okay.
But my brain tells me I gotta finish
Ah,
finish
okay.
that.
So, what's going to happen, and we know, I love this so much. You know exactly what's happening. What's going to happen is your brain is going to say, this isn't enough.
Yeah.
But what you want to do is say, maybe, but we're going to find out, because instead of fucking around with the same 5 pounds, I want you to fuck around with what enough could be. That's what I want you messing around with for the next few weeks, is get it wrong. Be willing to be wrong and say, and find out, brain, you were right this time. That wasn't enough. And then guess what happens? You eat again. You're good at that. You know, you graze quite a bit, you said. So
Yeah.
maybe you end up eating again. But this is going to be our opportunity to insert a pause. I think that's going to be the biggest. If there was like one word to describe what you were going to work on, it's that pausing. So pausing before you finish all the food, pausing before you eat again to say, do I need to put food in my mouth right now?
Okay. Yeah, I don't do pods very well.
It's just maybe not practiced. And I want you to think, yet, yet.
Yeah, up
That's
until
all.
now.
Yeah.
Up until now.
Yeah. And now that I'm really aware of it, we can start doing that. We can start with this pause and we can start saying to ourselves, okay, is food the answer right now?
Right. Great. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for your insights. And my next step is to pause
Yes.
and ask myself if I'm hungry to even begin eating.
Yes.
So,
Work
thank
on
you.
leaving a little bit, and then just I think you're going to find a lot of knowledge and a lot of learning coming in when you say, is food really the answer to this right now?
Right.
And if it's if this if what comes up in your head is anything more than like one or two words, then I can tell you right now the answer is no. Because if it's like a sentence of why you should eat, then it's a sentence, it's a story, it's something that's going on. It's not, yeah, my stomach's growling. Like it's not just a growl that's the reason I need to eat. It's not an emptiness is the reason I need to eat. It's a, well, it's around noon, so probably I should have something to eat. Like that's a sentence, that's a story. Do you see the
Okay,
difference?
yeah,
Yeah.
totally. Thanks.
So that may help a bit with the grazing too, to be, because I don't have no problem with grazing if it has to do with hunger and enough.
Yeah.
Graze away, but
Okay,
right.
well, thank you so much for your insight.
It was so good to see you. I'd love to reach out and ask coaches and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Lisa. Okay, bye-bye. That was so good. Because yeah, sometimes we just need to dial into what's the next thing for me to experiment with, right? The next thing can be, let me bring in a pause. Let me bring in a moment to assess what's going on for myself right now. I am going to promote Anne. We may even have enough time for someone else if you want to raise your hand. Doesn't take long to sort of talk through to see what's the next thing for you to be working on.
Oops.
Oops. You were almost there. There you go.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Okay, so what's going on for you?
So, this is my first time being coached. I've been a member since January 2020,
Awesome.
and I always really don't know what my exact question
That's
is,
okay.
and I find like in this call, there's so much I can relate to and like wonder if I should actually get coached. So I'm here because it
I love
works.
it.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for raising your hand.
I can really relate to the topic. I have been struggling with the same 5 to 10 pounds up and down repeatedly.
Okay.
And there was a time where I did everything no BS, all the calls, like all the planning, just all the pieces.
Yep.
And I have faltered on that consistency piece the last couple of years.
Consistency with what do you think?
Well, part of it was like a perfection. So, like, I felt like planning, doing all the pieces, but I came at it from a perfection self-worth angle. If I wasn't doing it just right. Now, so I've taken some of the like self-love class, and learned about feelings, and all the things have helped me so much. Now I feel like I'm in this self-sabotage piece. That I just can't seem to shake. And like other pieces, I can see like other goal setting, I can accomplish, I'm generally able to accomplish those goals.
Like what? Do you have an example of something you've been able to accomplish?
Yeah, like I wanted to grow my hair out and donate it, and I just did it this morning. I just made the call, and people are, so I've, this spring, I've always wanted to do a half marathon. I've had a whole bunch of health stuff, and I'd never thought that was possible to do that. And I can only do it walking. I'm not a runner, so I routed my own half marathon and planned, worked up to it, and I did it in May. And then I was sick for a month, not because of that, just because of how it
So
worked
you
out.
figured out a doable way to make it happen.
Yeah, and I it's frustrating. Something I'm missing something, Know
Well,
he
let's
has
figure out
given
what it
me
is.
all of these tools, and I'm using them in all these other places,
Yeah.
except for actually losing weight. Like, I started strength training in May and realizing it doesn't have to be a certain way. I finally found a person on YouTube that works for me that offers like alternate, like different ways of doing it.
So let's
Like
dig
different.
into the basics then. How are you doing with the
Yeah.
four basics?
So I'm great with water. I'm great with sleep.
Okay.
The planning, I go in and out of planning. I created my own planning thing. And I know for that, I just have to, that's part of my issue right now, probably, is that I have to have it right in front of me or I don't fill it in. And same with the habit tracker. If I don't have it like right in front of me and like do it pretty immediately, I have this feeling like I say, like, okay, I'm doing the things. I drank all my water, but it's the I struggle with staying, I'm making the plan, staying on plan, allowing myself to be flexible,
Yes.
like with the plan. Like sometimes I'm like with the Healthify program too, I'm trying to do that. And maybe making my plan more like focus on protein, fiber, or fat, like more in that way rather than like the specific food. And
Okay.
if that makes sense, I've been trying to do it with the specific food, but maybe it's a combination of the two.
So then what happens when with the actual eating?
So then I do rant like right. So I was just doing it. Then I eat what it's on plan, like so I can like stay on plan. But then I'll grab like a handful of chocolate chips, or I'll grab, so it's like emotional eating
Yes.
is sort of then what it becomes. Or like the kids come home from school and I grab a little snack beforehand. But it's like, okay.
So why?
I don't know. Maybe I get anxious about them coming home, or
Maybe. Do you think it has to do with whether or not you have a plan?
not really.
No. So let's park that for a moment then,
Okay.
because
Thank you. Okay.
I don't, yeah, I'm sometimes our brains get hung up on, well, it's because I don't have my plan, and it's because if my plan's not in front, no. What's gonna really the reason a plan is helpful is because it can take some decision making out of your way, right? So it makes it easy. You've decided it can make your life easier, but if it's not doing that for you right now, then I would put that aside for a moment. And what I'd really like you to focus on is, how do I work on this doable hunger piece? How do you know it's time to eat?
So even the pause, I mean, it's not exactly answering the question, but the pause, I struggled just even remembering to do the pause, like pause plus permission. So like your question, how do I know when it's time to eat? I'm try to do with intention. I try to not pay attention to the clock, right? Like the eating, like, oh, it's time, I should eat. I do better with that for lunch and breakfast just because of the way my life is set up.
Okay. So what does it look like for breakfast for you?
I eat when I feel hun when I feel hungry.
What
When
does that feel?
I start to get a little pit in my stomach, like a little pit in my stomach.
Okay.
Like a little nagging feeling, like, okay, maybe it's time.
Okay. And when does that typically happen for you? Do you know?
I don't know what is happening with my computer. Can you still see me?
Yeah, you're still good on our end.
Okay, good. So I'll just pretend the computer's fine.
Okay. So like you get up in the morning.
So I take my boys to school and I do some of my exercise, and then I found that I want needed a little I was feeling like I needed a little something before I took my boys to school. Like, I'm trying to say, I've started almost eating two breakfasts. Like, I have a protein, like a cheese pudding protein thing, between when I take them, and then I come home and I do the strength training or my walking, and then I eat something after I do that, like a piece of PBJ toast or something like that, or an avocado toast or something where it has, it seems like it has more fat than protein.
Okay, and at that point, are you feeling hunger?
No, sometimes. Mostly, I think I feel like I need a reward or I need like a break because I've been working for or doing exercise or whatever for 3 hours. And yeah,
And you've gotten
interesting.
the kids to school. Like, yeah, you've gotten up, you've
Yeah.
done some stuff. Okay.
Yeah, so right. So then I guess it's giving myself permission just to take a break. And not feel like I have to eat in order as permission to take the break.
Yeah, that sounds excellent. Like, now that you've noticed, hey, I don't even know if I'm hungry at that point. I just know what I really need is a break. It sounds like you're also needing some sort of acknowledgement that, hey, I've done pretty good here. I got kids
Yeah.
to school. I've done my workout. I've done my stuff. Like, yeah, that is deserving of acknowledgement. It's just how we choose to acknowledge it, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I need to. Okay. This is helpful. Thank you. So maybe
Yeah.
that's partly the snacking before they come home, or the snacking sometimes when I'm getting better at this, but make lunches. Sometimes I was eating like a second dinner, like snacking while making their food, and then having dinner. So that I changed around and I don't do that as much, but it's kind of the same things, almost like also a reward.
A
Yeah.
reward, is it a reward about like, hey, you've done well, or is it that you need a break, so let's sit down and have that?
I think it's
Which,
both.
okay.
Because I don't, you know. Yeah.
So
Okay.
could that be a similar question? It's like, is this about the food? Like, is this about my stomach needing food? Or is this about that my body in general just needs something else? Maybe I do want a spark of like recognition or a spark of a reward or and finding another way to give that to myself. Do I need permission to rest? Do I need per, you know, what is it I really need in that moment?
Okay.
Because the real reward will then come when you weigh in. You'll be
Oh,
getting,
interesting.
right? You'll be getting the reward because you're going to be listening
Yeah.
to your body. You're going to be letting go of the weight, and the whole thing, your whole life becomes the reward, right? You lose weight, you weigh what you
Yeah.
want because you're not just putting food in your mouth as some sort of reward.
Yeah, I never thought, thank you. I had never thought of that little shift before. The reward is really the end, but then it's also the practice of just giving myself grace and compassion and congrat, you know, the grat, like the celebrating the win that I need is okay to do along the way. I don't have to have, yeah.
So if I was you and I was trying and I was thinking about writing anything down,
Yeah.
write down your wins each day. Write down those places you did shift. Start to make it a
Yeah.
habit of it. At the end of the day, I'm going to write down three wins I had or two wins or whatever it is, just to
Yeah.
acknowledge that. If I plan my food and assess it, great. But really pay attention to what's going well, Anne. Like,
Okay.
because it seems to me like there's those few places you, once you slow down and think about it, you're like, oh, wait, yeah, maybe I'm not actually hungry at that point. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then I
Can
don't need to eat. That I can figure out other things to do.
Yeah. And then if you
Yeah.
struggle with that at all, you come to ask coaches and mention it and say, again, I don't know
Okay.
where I need to go with this, but this is what I think is, what I see going on. Or
Okay.
there could still be certain times that it feels harder. And I'll just harder in air quotes. It's like, well, it may feel harder, but then you can talk to us and ask coaches, but I wonder what it is. What is it that's making this feel harder? There's usually
Yeah.
something we have attached to it, like this is just the way it is. It's like, okay, well, no, we want to mess around with that, right?
Right.
Because
Okay.
that's the biggest takeaway I think that I've always liked on this particular call is if you're messing around with the same 5 pounds, what you really want to do is find something else to mess around with in your life, something to experiment with, something to doubt or to
Interesting.
question or to poke at, because that's how we'll figure our way through it.
Okay. Yeah, that
Right?
makes a lot of sense. Having a something, because that right there, I've just finished two big goals and I don't know what's next. So I need
Oh.
to do a little of my own forward next goal thinking too for. Okay. This is awesome. I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much, Coach Lisa.
You're so welcome, Anne. It was good to see you. All right. I
Thank you. You
will.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And then I have Becky, and then I see you as well, Sue. Hopefully. Oh, I. Becky, maybe you don't mean to have your hand up. You seem to. I will try one more time just in case. Okay, one more time. Julius, yes, this is every call we do is, will be on replay. Actually, the replay of this should be up tomorrow, probably. Okay, Becky did not mean to have her hand up, so I'm gonna bring you up, Sue. And we'll see how you're doing today. Hello,
Hello.
Sue, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm over here kind of giggling to myself because I'm looking at you and I was like, oh my gosh, I know that face.
Yes, you do, Sue, and I know your face. I've seen you before.
You know how there's other people that look like other people? My son, when he was in high school, had a best friend named Christina. And we hadn't seen her for many years. And out of the blue, she called me. They kind of had their falling out. And she called and she says, how are you? And everything. And I was like, how about if we get together? And I seen her about a month ago. And the two of you were cut out of the same
Oh,
cloth.
really?
So no, I'm giving you
Yeah.
Christina hugs.
Oh, nice. Nice. I love it.
So yeah, I'll see her again. So every time I see her, I'll
You
be
think
thinking
of
of you too.
I love it. So you'll be thinking about making sure you're not fucking around here, right?
That's right.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, so I was on the call yesterday with MJ, and I was telling her that I was a little concerned. I was thinking about doing the GLP one. I think I said that right. And then I was explaining to her, that I'm just kind of like stuck. And then as we're talking through, and she's like, I bet you're just eating a couple pounds or a couple bites over, because I have just been moving this small little shift. And I thought, you know what? I think what I'm doing is I'm heavy loading my coffee, thinking I'm doing a good thing by getting my protein in there and my collagen and, just adding this up. And so then I'm starting to be more cautious through my day where I'm thinking my husband had his nighttime thing and I had watermelon, I had cucumber, so I'm like super win for you, Sue, and this morning I got on the scale and the because I want that scale number for data, but it also can make me a little crazy here,
No, hold on, Sue. You've been here long enough. I can tell you, no, your thoughts about the scale are what are making you crazy.
Absolutely.
That scale is
Absolutely.
just an innocent little piece of machinery over there on the floor. And then we have these thoughts once we get on it and we see a number and we go, what? So,
Right.
what about
Absolutely. It's
the
minding
pH?
its own business, doing its own
It is
job.
that poor thing. No, not to say don't tell it off once in a while and want to throw it in the corner. We can do that. But
Absolutely.
it is
So
you.
you are absolutely right. And I know this to the core. And I need to keep hearing that too. So
Yeah,
thank you.
we all do. That's
But again, this morning, as I'm moving around in it this morning, it went down from yesterday 1.6 pounds.
So
And
does that
so
make
it's,
logical sense to you?
it does. It's telling me I'm pushing more water through me than what I was doing. I'm releasing more water through me.
But what I would
And
offer you is I don't think what you did yesterday created 1.6 pounds of weight loss.
absolutely not.
No, it's a
Absolutely not.
trailing what's trailing result? No, that's not the right term, but it's a trailing indicator. Like it's something that's why we got to really get our heads away from it having all power over us.
Right.
Because you were already showing up. You still showed up yesterday, and I'm not denying that, but
Right.
you were obviously already showing up, and your body just wasn't sure you were serious and willing to let go of it.
Exactly. And I was looking back here in my data book and I was like, okay, when was the last time you reflected this? And because I had hit yesterday, the number was 280. I had been playing 277, 278, 279, just doing all the little fun stuff. And the last time I was here today was 277.9, 529, 277.6. So, I've just been kind of playing through here. And this is a good thing. I mean, I'm acknowledging it and I'm understanding, and I know it wasn't, a drop because I did something yesterday. But as
You
MBJ
did
said,
something this past week,
yes.
right?
Yes. So whatever my, because and I'm understanding that my mind's got a process, my body has a process, my spirit has a process, and we're just trying to get all of these all kind of working somehow or another, and keeping me happy in the process.
Or keeping you engaged at least.
am definitely engaged. I'm staying on top of it. And what I noticed the most is how every day my thinking changes, how my thoughts change.
Yeah. When you say change, what do you mean? Give us an
I
example.
mean, okay. I mean, with my moods, with my emotions and how
Yes.
they go. And I had such a history of depression for such a long time. And now if I can feel like a growth, my wins in that.
Yes.
And I don't want to get, I want to keep them more in the middle zone, than to kind of have them go up here, because I'm not good up here, I'm not good down here. And I know that I've got my little range here that I'm my best person.
Okay.
So I'm trying to keep this all in my awareness,
Yes.
of what's going on there. So if I do get angry, or if I do get, and I don't get angry as much as I used to, and not to the depth. Now I can get more annoyed.
Yes.
So I have a quicker turnaround time on my thought life, because I know it's something that I'm doing. So I had, and I'm in the binge control group, because I always felt like I was, well, I was quite the binger, with my moods and that stuff. And I've been really good in that department, and I'm really proud of myself for the growth
So what do
that.
you think has shifted for you?
I think what shifted for me, and I felt it when it really kind of happened, even though these things happen so subtly, that I feel like I went from, and even though I still am a very emotional person, but I think my understanding of this program has brought me more into my intelligence of
Okay.
who I am, more on the what am I more on the is it the left brain that's the thinker part? I know we've got both of them going on all the time, but I was such an emotional person, and I had my food was so highly connected to my emotions. That's where all my binging was with all my, I didn't know how to handle. That was my safe spot from the time I was a small child, run to the food net. And now it's like, okay, let's work this out through the thinking process, and even if it's, using the techniques of the breathing or just grounding, or all the work through the nervous system, and that all of these little things have been helping me, and they're all stacking up, and I'm just feeling it so much better. I'm sitting here right here because of even the little bit of the scale drop, which we're not talking about the scale. We're talking that my body feels lesser. I don't feel bloated. I feel leaner in my larger body, which makes my brain feel like I'm a thinner person, slimmer person, and just carrying that thought that I am slimmer, working that mantra through my head is helping my actions to follow through.
You
So it's
show
like,
up as that person. You show up as the person who's thinking that way about herself. So then she acts like that. She acts like that person when it comes to food.
I'm starting to be that person. I'm starting to be that person that I'm recognizing that.
That's huge.
And I know it's a shift, but being, and I don't want to hang in the past. I don't even really want to look in that rearview mirror too much more. But it honestly, it does. It feels like a miracle, because it's such a transformation of where I was to where I am now, and I've really looked at things like, okay, here's your reality, here's your dream life, here's your fantasy life, and my dream life being kind of my goals that I'm shooting for, being the same. It's like, okay, where was your head then? Where is your head now? What are you looking at for your future? I'm trying to hold all of these thoughts in my head to know, I'm not having a fantasy. I'm not having a fantasy wish list anymore. That's gone. That is gone. I know now, in reality, I'm working between figuring out this goal life, having this become my reality, in between.
Acknowledging that this is who you are right now. This is who you are. You are, and you continue to become this version of you that you've always sort of dreamed of or hoped would be there. And you're creating her.
This is just absolutely mind-blowing to me. Just absolutely mind blowing because I've taken my eyes off of other people. I'm not in competition with anyone. I'm not in jealousy of anyone. I'm not in any of that. And it's like, I'm just looking at me, and it's like, Sue, whether you do this now or do this later, you're still doing this. This is your journey. And it's more and more my conviction and my beliefs are just getting so cleaned up. I'm becoming someone that I admired from afar, that I didn't think I had the capability of becoming. And it's like, wow.
Well, when you first started towards that journey, were there any emotions that helped you to open up to believing you could maybe take a step towards this?
You know what? I lived in desperation for so long of wanting this,
Yes.
but not. It was between desperation and a wish list. It wasn't actual application of doing. And it's not that I didn't want to do, I didn't know how to do. I couldn't figure out. I couldn't. I was so upset for so long that I had to keep repeating things that I didn't know the repetition was the key to the success.
I love that so much, Sue. Yes, that's you just nailed it. The reason probably every single person is on this call because they're thinking that the repetition is what the problem is. And yet you're right. What if it's the solution?
I got chills. I just got chills because I know, you know,
Beautiful.
and learning through no BS, you know, to be my own scientist, to be all of these different type of people inside of me,
Yes.
that, you know, I know, I had to learn that, you know, I had to learn that I was my own Dorothy, that my answers, information was out here. But the answers were in here, you know, the action of taking that information and making it alive so my life changes as I live.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So when
I
I
bet.
say
Yeah. I bet you so many women on this call or that are listening to this in the future that that's exactly it. We're so focused on the thinking that the problem is that we keep doing things and don't see the result. And yet we do need to do them that way over and over in order to figure it out. We just want to keep experimenting, keep being open, be curious.
And then this, you know, and again, you know, I had with the Knicks winning, okay, I'm over here in Nebraska, and we just caught the last few minutes of the game, okay? I mean, I'm not a NBA person. I'm you know, Chiefs. Woo-hoo. but it was like, Sue. You know, I take these little bits of information. In fact, I even wrote it down. I even wrote myself a little note here. It says, it took New York Knicks 53 years, 53 years in the making. You know, and just because I want it does not mean all these pieces are just going to fall into place right away as I wish them to. But through my application of all these changes that I was talking about, all of these changes, all these moods and thoughts and everything that just keep fluently happening. And then I am so grateful I am retired that I can have this time to myself, that I don't have other people going on right now because I am the person that needs to have this kind of focus. Because when I would get distracted by this or that, I mean, I was able to focus and do things, but I wasn't able to get my results. You know, I mean, I'm that person that's taken that I listen to information over and over and over and over. And this is where I was saying I used to get so pissed at myself for the repeat. Why just doesn't it sink in? Why? And I used to get so mad and I'm thinking, you know, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? But it's through all of this repetition that it's sinking in. And it's like, you just need to calm your little girl down.
Got to be paying attention. And that's where I was talking to Anne about the wins. It's like we want to be paying attention to what is working and where we are succeeding at it. But that's beautiful. Beautiful, Sue. I so appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you, I do. I have a self-image now that I never had. I have a self-love that I never had. I have all this self stuff in it, but I still have self concern. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna say something and then I'm gonna, and I worry about how it's gonna reflect out there and if I, turn it upside down or if I say it the wrong way and all of this still kind of bothers me.
Yes.
And so I have a problem,
Sounds like there's a little bit more work to do there, and there's nothing wrong with that.
writing in Facebook and that stuff because it's like, I know I'm coming from my own. So I'm still, yeah, that's definitely an area that I'm still worried, that I'm still working on because I'm concerned about that. And it's like,
Good. So you'll be on my call tomorrow night. I will be here doing the body image and sex call. So you can join me on that call too and listen in. And I'd like about, okay, what are we doing to work on that body image talk too, right? I love it. Okay. Well,
yeah.
thank you so much for sharing.
Well,
And
thank you so much.
all right.
I appreciate everybody.
Oh, we all appreciate you. And I know it was fabulous for us to all hear that today. Okay.
Thank you.
You take
All
care.
right. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, everyone. Yeah, tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Central, you will see me here. We will be talking all the things body image, sex, answering any of the questions that you have. If I didn't get to your question in the Q&A, you can come and find us in Ask Coaches and ask about anything you want. So hopefully I will see you all tomorrow night again. And thank you to everyone who put their hands up to be coached. It was awesome to see you all. All right. Bye, everyone.